there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. Today, in honor of Mother's Day this Sunday, I'm delighted to share a very special conversation with Alex H. Alex tells us the story of being raised by a single mother and how he wanted to honor her hard work and sacrifice. He wrote and illustrated a graphic novel called Hero and created a project through which he interviews single mothers and gives them a platform to tell their stories. I hope this lovely conversation reminds us all to acknowledge and appreciate the sacrifices made by all of the mother figures in our lives. Welcome back, everybody. I'm excited to introduce you to Alex today. Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for joining us. So why don't we start from the beginning? Why don't you introduce yourself a little more, how old you are, what grade you're in, where you go to school, where you live, and then tell us all about your project. Start from the very beginning. Tell us everything.
Okay. Thanks for having me. I'm Alex Hogue, and I just turned 17, and I'm currently studying Plano, Texas. I'm a senior, just applying to colleges. And I'm pretty interdisciplinary. I want to go for engineering paths, but I really like drawing, and that's a major part of my project. And I have a dream to advance for humanity, but the basics is to help others. I really enjoy helping others. And my project, the biggest theme about my project is it originated from my mother. My mom is a single mother. She's been raising me single-handedly since I was two. Our story is really long, but to be short, she's always dedicated to my education and my opportunity. And, you know, she's a single mother. She has to handle the financial stresses and the emotional burden. But she gave me the warm and unconditional love always. And more importantly, she support my every decision she make. She let me have my own choice. For example, I went to a boarding school when I was in middle school, and I want to return to U.S. because she reside in China. She support me all along and is a sole supporter of my dream. But last year, I was in America. I returned for years, and I faced a quite unexpected moment. It's like one of my hardest moments of 17 years of my life. But I was outside. I was studying a summer college, summer session in a university in New York. And my mom supported all my education, but I didn't have a budget for food. And I really didn't want to ask her because she just gave too much for me. But by the time I also have a fever and food poisoning, it's really inopportune. And I didn't know anyone. And I was really hit down by the pressure and the fact that no one else can support me beside my mother. But that night while I was suffering, I think about my mom and I realized something that she have always been not only my supporter, but the wellspring of my inner power, because she showed me her resilience and her inner power as a single mother through daily life and her support for me. There are things that you can't really communicate with words. You can, but it took time, and she showed me through her action. And that night is when I coined the phrase "Create with Limits." Well, not that night, but I have this idea of the power my mom, the message my mom delivered to me, is that it's because we have limits, because we lack things, we can create and we should create for ourselves. We shouldn't let the limits and the boundaries of reality held us back. And that's just the message my mom passed on to me. And it inspired me because I passed my darkest time, and I want to share this power, this message to everybody else, not only my peers, 16 teenagers, but also maybe adults or the people in the future. This power is real, and I want to inspire others. I want to help others because that's my dream all along. And under this belief, I have this project, Creates with Limits, aiming to spread this message that comes from my single mother. And I did two smaller projects for this purpose. The first one is I created a graphic novel or a comic book naming Hero, because my mom is my hero. And I think the modern interpretation of hero, the hero, heroism, is very frequent. And but I have my own interpretation. I want to raise the question of, is a hero just someone with a superpower or special abilities, talents? Do they do whatever it takes to save others, to accomplish their goal? Or are they someone who realizes the impossibility and limits of life, but still can live on and can love others, help others? And I'm raising that question and answering it in my way. But moreover, I want to, through 120 plus page of art and a fictional story, I want to raise the question, what is the real hero? And I believe it have a positive impact, and it did. A lot of my peers and teachers even have read the book, and they thought it was great. And for this book, I have self-published on Amazon for free, and I'm also printing some a lot of copies. I want to donate them to local libraries or children in need, because there was I knew there was an activity where children in need need some book, and I thought that, you know, they have limits, and so do I, and this book fit quite perfectly, and I want to deliver this message of hero. And the second project I did was the single mother empowerment, because my source of power, my desire to share this message, come from my mother, and she is a single mother, and I thought that I really want to, because I can see her trouble and her the unfairness she faced all along, and I want to know more about other single mothers. I want to help them, empower them, and more, I want to learn about their power and deliver it for them to the world. So I begin interviewing a lot of single mothers, and I listen to their life sharing, their difficulties, what they believe, what they think I can do for the community. And then after an interview, with their permission, I paint a picture for them. It's mostly digital. And I also create a new story out of their story, to first protect their privacy, but also to resonate with other people who might not have the single parent family experience. But through these arts and stories, first I empower the single mothers, because I deliver their strength. And for example, one of the drawing I did was single mother carrying a baby and flying airplane, but the setting is a place with no wind. So apparently I'm exploring the message of Creates with Limits in their story. And I believe anyone that see these pictures can be resonated and can be affected by their power. And I'm holding an exhibit to showcase these drawings, and I'm also selling some of them and donating the profit to Children's Welfare Center. And I would like the single mother empowerment to be continuous. I want to help the community at the bigger scale, not only for empowerment and also for maybe financial support or real impact. But overly, my purpose is to inspire others with the message of Create with Limits.
You know what, Alex, you've just said so many beautiful things here. I'm already thinking that I would love to share this episode around Mother's Day. That's, I believe, the first Sunday in May, because it's, you know, it's a really powerful message. So two things, you know, the comic, the graphic novel that you created for your mother, about your mother, and calling it Hero, and exploring what a hero actually is. You know, it's funny, we heroes come out at different times, right? So there's this superhero notion that you mentioned, having superpowers. But then we talk a lot about, you know, first responders being heroes during the pandemic, or heroes, you know, perhaps after 9/11, which is before you were born, but, you know, heroes who came to help volunteer and help us here in New York City and elsewhere where tragedy strikes. And so this sort of broad definition of hero, and I love that you are exploring that in terms of a single parent who is really shouldering this burden, and that hero, you know, is not so narrowly defined as someone with like super crazy powers or some graphic, you know, cartoonish thing, but this is like an everyday person who is just carrying a tremendous burden. And then this beautiful, beautiful opportunity that you're giving to single mothers to tell their stories. I personally think that storytelling is so much more powerful. You know, you can tell statistics, but if you tell someone's actual story and then to add art with it, drawings, which is just so beautiful. It's so much more impactful. And what an incredible platform you've given to people who I think probably don't feel like they're noticed very often, that their efforts are really overlooked, you know. And you're so right that single parenthood is exceptionally hard, and single motherhood is exceptionally hard. And single mothers tend to live, within very low financial means, as you've pointed out, for a variety of reasons. And so to elevate their stories and to make them feel seen and heard and celebrated for all that they do is really just beautiful. I just want to also say that I'm really touched by how much you're in tune with what your mother has sacrificed for you. I think that is unusual for a person of your age. Perhaps it's because your mom has been alone since you were two, so it's really only been the two of you. But that sensitivity to her, to how she has struggled and the things that she's done for you, sacrificed for you, I am very touched by it, and I'm sure that any other mother hearing this would be. Tell me a little bit more about how you put I love hearing people's stories on this podcast, but I also want to give people like concrete information like, wow, I'd love to create a graphic novel. I'd love to self-publish. So you came up with the graphic novel, you created this thing, which sounds amazing. And then you are self-publishing it through Amazon. So did you have any help with that? Did you figure that all out on your own? If I go to Amazon right now, I can purchase a copy. How did that work for you? How did you do that?
Yeah, I would love to share. I'm still in shock that I finished the graphic novel because my initial, I forged this story and this message I wanted to deliver first. And I was unsure whether to write it out or film it or how, I was still wondering how to deliver it. But then I realized that I really like to draw. And nowadays people read comic a lot. And I figured it would just be a fun, easy way to approach this story through a comic. And I began drafting for half a year, and then I finished with everything. I just need to execute and draw a letter, everything. And then I reached out to a friend of mine, and she was really interested. And she's a really affluent artist. And we began just drawing together for half a year. And yeah, miracle, we finished. And after we finished, we had ideas, but we were still unsure what to do. And we reached out to a few adults because they have more experience. And they suggested that publishing on Amazon is a good way to showcase the world. They also suggested that we could print copies ourselves and spread around our community and neighborhood. And we're doing both.
I loved what you said too about, you know, having copies and being able to donate them, right? And getting them into the hands of kids who perhaps don't have access to a lot of books. It's a very inspiring story. And I think just the ability to, you know, you're not in this to make money for yourself. You're in this to share this beautiful story and to maybe get it into the hands of kids who don't have a lot of access to books. And then I love that you're doing an art exhibit, with your storytelling. drawing, the empowerment mission. That's really beautiful, because, and also selling some of the drawings, like, I would love to go to a, you know, to see this work. And then, of course, you know, if someone hears that you can purchase a copy of one of the drawings and the money is being donated to a social service agency that helps children, I just think, you know, that's social entrepreneurship, right? That is, that's just what it is. It's doing good work and putting your work out in there, out into the world, and letting people purchase it, and then having the proceeds go to a charity that you care about. That's, you know, really just, you know, that's social entrepreneurship 101. That's incredible. Well, Alex, I love this story. I think it's so beautiful. I would love everyone to go to your website and to see your work up close. I know it is so beautiful. Can you tell everyone if you have a social media handle and the name of your website and where folks might be able to, you know, again, on Amazon, the name of the book so people can purchase a copy?
Sure. My website is createwithlimits.com. It's pretty straightforward.
Is it creates? Plural with limits?
No, it's create.
Create with limits. Awesome. Yes. .com. Excellent.
And that's also my Gmail if anyone wants to reach out. And I do not have a social media account, but
that's okay.
Gmail is fine.
Yep. And on, if you went to Amazon to purchase the book, if you put in hero and your name, it will pop up to be able to purchase a copy of the book?
Yes. It's just hero. And any profit I earn will... It's whether go to the fund for my single mother empowerment project to keep the project running,
sure,
or donate it.
That's amazing. Well, Alex, I think this is just a wonderful story. I'm really touched by it. And I just think, I know that your mother is so, so proud of you for, you know, just taking your talent and your gifts and sharing them with the world in this really meaningful way. I'm wishing you the best of luck with college applications. I don't think you're going to need it. I think that telling this story is really compelling. I mean, this is what colleges want to hear. They want to hear about you, who you are and what you value and what made you the person you are today. And you tell that story really beautifully. So thank you so much for sharing with this with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.